Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Aaron, let's get to it. What is going on with Elizabeth?
I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that's how you can work some magic and get me to date number two with her.
Hey.
She's really hot.
Well, okay. It's kind of what we do. We hope we can anyway. Other than her being hot, what else can you tell us about her?
I mean, I was into her full lips and the way she filled out her dress. You know what I mean?
Wait. Okay, what was that?
Full lips?
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're looking maybe a little bit more about her personality, Aaron. Did you mesh on that level with Elizabeth, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we did. We did for sure. I mean, she's relaxed and likes to have a good time. It was real nice.
Okay, and what did you guys do on your first date?
Well, she said she liked to take things slow. So we met for drinks after work, a happy hour kind of thing, you know, cocktails, that sort of business.
Okay.
All right. Did anything come up in conversation, Aaron, in conversation that might have been maybe a yellow flag for her?
I mean, I guess I'm not sure she got my sense of humor. I mean, she could be a bikini model. And I made a joke that I'm a big guy, you know, 6'2". So we pair up well, but she didn't think it was funny.
Wait a second. So did you actually say to her on the date, you could be a bikini model?
Damn right I did, man. And if you saw her, you'd say the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I just don't know if I'd start with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
I mean, okay.
All right. So were you able to recover from that, Aaron, with Elizabeth?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a king of recovery here. I showed her my romantic side, you know? And I wrote a poem about her right there on the spot.
You wrote a poem?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of poem was it?
I mean, like a poem that rhymes. What do you mean, what kind of poem?
Okay, was it like roses are... Do you know, would you remember any of the poem?
Yeah. I mean, you want me to give up the whole thing?
Well, we're going to call... You know, what we're going to do here is call Elizabeth. Do you want to hold on to your poem? And then maybe when we get her on the phone, we can see how she reacted to the poem?
Unless it was the poem that made her not want to call you back.
Right.
No way.
Okay,
no,
you hold on to the poem. All right, you hold on to the poem. We're going to call Elizabeth and figure out why she's not getting back to you, Aaron. Stay right there. Three minutes away. The second half, second date update, coming up with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here's Aaron talking about his first date with Elizabeth.
I showed her my romantic side, you know? And I wrote a poem about her right there on the spot.
You wrote a poem?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of poem was it?
I mean, like a poem that rhymes. What do you mean, what kind of poem?
Well, is it Aaron's rhyming skills is keeping Elizabeth from calling him back? Let's find out. Calling Elizabeth, see if she'll answer and talk to us.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Elizabeth?
Probably. What is this about?
Okay. Yeah, and good morning, Elizabeth. It's Thunder and PT. Hi. This is not a sales call or a spam call, robocall, anything like that. It's actually, we do a segment on we do a morning show on 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment to help listeners in their dating lives called Second Date Update. Would you have a moment to talk to us about a gentleman you went on a date with? How long ago, PT, was it? About a week or so ago?
I think it was like a week, yeah.
Okay. His name is Aaron. Do you remember him?
Do I have to?
Well, no, you don't.
No, yeah. I mean,
but we'd appreciate appreciate it. And this way, people like Aaron kind of either find out whether or not the person they went out with wants to see them again.
Oh, my. He's so... He just kept staring at my chest, and then he told me I should be a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, wow, yeah. We kind of got the impression that he was... I don't even know how to say it.
Well,
like,
maybe your personalities weren't a good fit.
Yeah, I would say it that way.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate what... Hello? Feminine beauty. Like, what's the problem?
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Elizabeth, we still have Aaron here.
Well, Aaron, we talked to Aaron a few minutes ago during this segment, a first segment, and then we took a moment to call you. So Aaron is on...
Okay.
Didn't tell you up front that he's listening. And
I mean,
what did
you're like the all-natural beauty. Like, telling you that, what's the problem? It's just truth. It's nothing you don't already know.
Oh my God! Roses are red poem, written on a napkin in the middle of a day. It's just creepy. And then you did that.
How is that creepy?
My shoulders.
Whoa! What? Like, how is that
an appreciation I'm looking for?
Okay, girls love that.
And let me just interrupt real quick, because if you're just joining us, so you wrote but we found out that Aaron did write a poem for you, Elizabeth, on this first date.
So that was kind of the deal breaker then, Elizabeth. What was this poem all about?
It wasn't very clever and a little creepy. It felt like he was asking me out.
What was the poem? Do you have the poem, Aaron? Do you have the poem?
Yeah, I mean, I have it. Yeah,
okay.
I have it.
All right. Is this something you read out loud to her on the date or what?
I showed it to her. I flipped the napkin.
You wrote it on a napkin and showed it to her?
Yeah, it was like a reveal. Like, pass the drink and then put down the napkin, only flip it, and the poem's there.
Okay, and at this point, you're really attracted to Elizabeth, Aaron, correct? When you hand her this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Do you remember what the poem said?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you want to know? Fine. Yeah, fine.
Is it safe for the radio? Is it safe for the radio?
Sure. Okay. Roses are red. Oceans are blue. I want to take you to Cancun where a body can be chew.
God, man.
Elizabeth?
Something else.
Mm-hmm.
When he passed that note to you, that poem, what was your reaction?
I just kind of looked at him and thought, is he being serious right now? So then I just kept sipping on my drink. I didn't know what to say.
I mean, I was just trying to give you a taste of what this big guy with a big heart could do for you. I was just trying to be sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. First,
she got a taste. All right.
Is not okay, and you need to learn about some boundaries and respect.
You need to relax. I mean, okay. You seem stressed. I gave you a mini massage. My hands never went anywhere weird.
Okay, what's
I
this
kept
about?
Them on your back.
Yeah, you mentioned this earlier, and Pat, what are you talking? What, Elizabeth? What was that? This massage?
It was just like the most awkward massage. It just kind of reminded me of when someone just comes. A creepy uncle you don't want to touch you, sort of thing.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so Aaron, you're getting the message loud and clear here that
Elizabeth think he was getting the message.
Well, no, but
before.
He's going to get it from us.
Well, clearly, and I think, Aaron, to be really honest, man, I kind of feel like you might owe Elizabeth an apology for the way that you kind of...
Apology for what? I was being nice.
No,
how are you not picking up on her signs that she was not, into your advances?
Elizabeth, how did you end this night with Aaron?
Oh, my gosh. I ended up telling him I needed to get home to feed my cat.
Okay. And so you got out of the bar then, and that was it? And you left him at the bar?
We walked outside. He insisted on walking me to my car.
And you got away.
He sobered up for a moment.
Did you feel... What was your... I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It was a close call. He tried to go in for one, and I got in my car.
No, I did not. Okay. No.
Here's the thing, Aaron. I think Elizabeth wants you to leave her alone.
Yes, please.
No problem. You got it. You're lost.
Well, have a nice life.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but have a nice life. I wish you well.
Okay, we lost Elizabeth. Aaron, loud and clear. You understand? You're not going to bother Elizabeth again?
Yes. Yeah, I am very loud and clear. She has Nothing to worry about for me. I can assure you that.
I mean, look, man. Your style is obviously going to be. I think there's maybe some women out there that are like kind of into that. I mean, maybe, but
is
it's
there
like
one.
Maybe, but you just got to be.
There's
really,
a lot of them.
I don't there's know, man. A lot like, of them. Right. Maybe, but you just got to be mindful about it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not even going to thank you, Aaron. I want to thank Elizabeth. I don't know if you're listening or not, or if you're a friend of Elizabeth's. Please thank
whatever,
her for it.
Whatever. All right. What do you guys know? Right. When was the last time you were at the booth?
You called. Listen, you called us.
That's true. You did call
you
us.
You messaged us. You wanted to do this. So, and we said, listen, you, it could be a no, could be a yes. You knew going in what was could happen. All right. He went quiet. All right. Is anybody left?
Unbelievable.
This is the first time I don't want to thank somebody for being on Second Date Update.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.